Oh, well, the real treat on this show is that we get to talk to those who are going to be steering some of the real good horses over the weekend. We've got Craig Williams on the line. G'day, Craig.
Morning, TK and Splats.
Mate, thanks for your time. Real Love. You like it?
I love Real Love. We've got four children. I've got a beautiful wife.
Oh, well,
that's what it's all about.
Unfortunately, they're going to have to take second stage come time for Caulfield, B&W Caulfield Cup tomorrow. So, but I'm pretty sure if I'm successful, I'm sure I'm going to get someone to get home, which would be nice.
Well, that would be good. Let me show.
Or a real headache if I don't.
Absolutely. It would just be another lonely night, Craig. But, God, she's an exciting prospect.
She's definitely one of she's got to be one of the main chances in the race. She's had a really good preparation. There's no doubt that for the local horses that everyone gets to see here that sorry, I'm finishing track work and I just took off six jackets because it's so cold this morning.
Right, you're okay, mate.
Anyway, so we all got to beat Jamaica, but when you line up Real Life form through Jamaica, you actually get to see that there's not much between those two horses, and come race day with weight and barrier draws and everything else that plays a part, I'm really happy with my mount Real Life going into tomorrow's race.
It's funny, we talk about mares, in particular a four-year-old mares, I guess, having a terrific record in the Caulfield Cup, but in recent times, Craig, that's not really the fact of the matter, but you are in at a very nice weight, 52.5.
Yeah, she certainly has. Look, she was actually allotted... she's allotted a kilo less. She got a penalty, which was only half a kilo when she won the Mooney Valley Cup. And I don't mind a half a kilo when you're down the bottom. It means I can have an extra Mars bar and a V-drink. That's fine. but most importantly, she got a penalty because she's in form and she won, dominated a really good race. And she also had 58 on her back that day. Now, I ran second to her that night. And my horse will be really hard to beat in the price line, the 2,000 metre race tomorrow as well. So if Morris can go and win at Frank's the form, it gives me even more confidence going into it. But I think she's, I know that the stable's really happy with her. So if she turns up and she comes with confidence from her last win, then she's definitely going to be one of the main players from Australia.
Craig, how do you see the race being run?
Well, it's interesting because there's, when you look at the horses around, that there's always going to be pressure to the first turn, but there's actually really not, bar Scottish, there's no other horse that's really going to take it up. It's going to be interesting to see what the wide barrier draw horses do, like Tully. He's got tactical speed. We saw him up in the Turnbull last time, and he was up facing the breeze and still ran really well. So he's drawn 19 or 18, so they're going to have to make a decision what they're doing, but from Real Love's draw, we've drawn just outside middle. So it's a nice draw, but I would have been happier being a bit more economical to the rail. So I still got to make sure that I get my job done to the first turn because I don't want to be planted wide without any cover as well. So I'll speak to Darren Weir. And Darren Weir's set up, he also has Peter Ellis and Darren Murphy who do all his speed maps and walk the track. So there will be a lot of discussion before. And, of course, by that time of the day, because we've had 18 meetings with the rail crew. They've moved out to 6 metres. And, of course, Caulfield always throws up Mother Nature. I believe the wind is forecast. So it depends on the direction of the wind. A lot of that's going to play out how a lot of people, especially us, decide to ride our horses from their allotted draws.
Is it Jamaica and Real Love against the imports? What are you hearing about the imports? Are you wary of them? Are you worried about them?
Well, Jamaica Me Crazy was the other day, but when you have a look at the imported form, you've got to respect the European... Well, I always respect the European horses. When you have a look at Sir Isaac Newton, he's competed his last four starts at Group 1 level. Now, Group 1 level is not handicaps in Europe. They're all weight for age. The horse that he ran in the Champion Stakes last time, now, any of those horses would come here and would be a competition to Winx. So if Winx was going around in this race, we know what price she would be. So that's the type of respect I have to give to Sir Isaac Newton. And he looks really good in quarantine. He looks like he's travelled over really well and all reports are good. Articus from Germany, he's only competed once at Group 1 level. And the horse that won that race went to France next time and was competitive, but not not a winning chance. So if he's come on, which I believe he has in quarantine, he's the horse with a bit of an X factor, but he still has to step up where Isaac Newton's done it. And Lee Friedman's horse, Exospheric, they've renamed it now to Exospheric. It was Exosphere in Europe, is now yep. Exospheric. He's a really good horse, but he's very quirky. He does a lot wrong. It doesn't look much of him. He overraces. He's going to have good services with his jockey on board, and the barrier's going to give him every chance, but he's very quirky. He could do a lot wrong, and then he's probably out of the game as well. So that's how I've covered the Scottish, of course. Well, he'll roll forward. He's quite dominant. 2,400 metre form, question mark, pressure, question mark. But if he gets an easy time, well, he'll be there for a long way, that's for sure.
And, mate, just very quickly, anything else? I know Hellbent's a good thing.
Yeah, well, that's perfect.
Beautiful. That's it. And Savan's the other one you said keep an eye on, the 2,000-metre race?
She's got to be a chance. She steps up. She has drawn awkwardly. I believe she'll roll forward. I haven't spoken to James. That's one I'm hoping she runs well, because she's an Oaks prospect if she runs well in this race.
Good, Craig. You're always terrific with your time and give us a great pricey of the race. We wish you all the very best.
Thanks, guys. Have real love.
Let's hope you get that real,
real love.
That real love at Caulfield and at home. Good on you, Craig Whelan's joining us. 13:53:53. We'll post his thoughts up there on our podcast on our website, Big Sports Breakfast.